Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to discuss the first Pella City Council meeting of the new year. Well, Mike, first new meeting, or actually, we'll start over. Well, Mike, the first meeting of the new year as we enter 2021 and a very important contract that was approved at Tuesday's meeting, having to do with really the last major step in getting people connected to Pella Fiber, and that is the service drop contract. And you guys approved a contract with a very familiar contractor. Let our listeners know some of the savings that was a part of that as well, and how exciting it is to be able to connect quite a few customers between now and the end of October to Pella Fiber.
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said last night, the City Council did award a contract for what we call the service drop contracts to Excel Utility Contractors. The amount of the contract is $1,273,000. And just to get your listeners up to speed, when we talk about the service drops, what we're talking about is the service line installations that will connect what is the commonly referred to as the outside plant for our telecommunications utility. And this is when we talk about the outside plant. These are the fiber lines that are currently being built in our community in the public right-of-way. There's right around 77 miles of fiber lines which will be installed in our community. These private service lines will connect the individual home and business to the outside plant. There are fiber lines on this, and they allow the customer to be customers and receive services from Pella Fiber. Now, as far as the contract is concerned, Andrew, you did mention of savings on this. This was actually the third time that we rebid the service line installations, and the number of installations that we're looking to have that we estimate that will occur is roughly about 2,000 service line installations on this. And originally when we rebid the contract, the amount that was charged for that was right around $1,394,000. We subsequently rebid it and the bids came in at over $2 million. Well, the third time, we had very positive results on this. The contract is for $1,273,000, so persistence paid off for the City of Pella. We realized a savings of about $120,000. And as you stated, Excel Utility Contractors was awarded the contract for the service line installations on this. And Excel Utility Contractors is also the same firm that is currently building the outside plant within our community. Now, as far as the contract and being able to connect people to our system, we are absolutely ecstatic and thrilled to be at this stage with the project. The number of service lines, even though we're at 2,000, it's also important for your listeners to understand that already the city staff, we've performed right around 380 service line installations. So that's an indication of the strong response we've gotten to Pella Fiber. We have over 2,800 customers that have actually requested service line drops. And so between what we approved last night, between Excel Utility Contractors and also future work with our staff, we believe that sometime in 2021, hopefully we'll be able to get all these service line installations taken care of and people connected to our system. So absolutely thrilled to be at this point in the project and looking forward to a successful 2021.
Well, and to clarify too, there is still time to get a service drop sign up as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely, Andrew. If customers would like to receive services from Pella Fiber, we encourage them to go to pellafiber.com and sign up and give authorization for the city to install the private service line installations.
Well, right now, perhaps the signature development not related to housing in the city has to do with what Lely North America is doing with their headquarters. And as a part of that project and process, the city has been working hard on getting infrastructure to that side of the city. Many people may have seen a lot of the work with water lines and sewer lines on the southeast side of town. And an important component of that is, of course, the road itself leading up to what will eventually be the new headquarters. Let our listeners know what was ultimately approved on Tuesday to get that process going and to get hard surface roads just south of the interchange on Highway 163.
Yes, Andrew, and as you stated last night, what we actually approved was an application to the Iowa Department of Transportation, and the particular grant program that we're applying for is commonly referred to as the RISE program, and that stands for Revitalize Iowa Sound Economy. And the intent of the program is to assist communities with infrastructure needs to accommodate new developments, and particularly any type of roadway developments that we have. Now, in the case of Lely that you mentioned, Andrew Lely, North American, has decided to build their new North American corporate headquarters in our community. Currently, Lely, which is a worldwide leader in robotic milking equipment, employs about 1,300 employees worldwide. In Pella, we have roughly 55 employees that are currently employed at their facilities. And through this new North American headquarters project, which is a fairly significant project for the city of Pella, they plan on adding an additional 15 positions to their current workforce, which is great for the community. Now, as far as the headquarters itself, Andrew, as you stated, in order for the headquarters facility to be built, extension of public infrastructure was necessary or is necessary. In this particular case, between the water mains, the sanitary sewer mains, and the roadway infrastructure, we have an investment of right around $1.8 million to be able to have the necessary infrastructure out for the Lely site. And when we look at the RISE program itself, the roadway component is about $450,000, and that was the grant application City Council approved last night, was to submit to the DOT for assistance for through the RISE program. So hopefully with that, that we'll be able to get that application into the DOT and get a decision from the Iowa Department of Transportation as well on that.
And then one last note, Mike, start times will change starting the next meeting for city council meetings, correct?
That is correct, Andrew. Starting our council meeting on January 19th, we will be meeting at 6 p.m.
Once again, that was Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.